Alan Combs, Beverly Willett, freelance writer, former lawyer, and wrote for the Daily Beast this piece about trying to keep your marriage together. You're willing to forgive adultery. And what if he did it again? At what point would you say, I'm not going to forgive it anymore?
I don't know, Alan. That's a hypothetical.
I mean, what if he said, okay, let's work it out. Next time he does it again.
Well,
then you go through, okay, let's work it out for the kids. Let's stay together.
Well, I guess that depends on, you know, how strong a person I am.
What if he was physically abusive? Would you want to keep it together then?
You know, I think that is definitely some place where we do need to have laws that allow both women and men to extricate themselves from abusive relationships. And
okay,
I'm very in favor of that. I think that draws the line, and I think we need to be able to be.
All right, you mentioned kids. Don't you think kids are aware when their parents are not loving each other and one of them or both of them don't want to be there? Kids are pretty perceptive.
And you know what? The research shows that basically kids have their own lives. You know, if the parents are battling and there's nothing that's abusive that's going on, okay? There's not abuse that's going on. There's not alcoholism. I'm not talking about those kinds of things. I'm just talking about fighting and that kind of thing. Kids tune it out because kids have their own childhood and they have their own lives.
And you think they tune it out? Come on. I live in a home. I'm sure everybody's been in a home where occasionally parents would fight. I'd have a pit in my stomach when my parents were fighting. And if it goes on for any length of time, that kid's grown up with a lot of stress. I think it's hurtful to a kid.
And I can tell you that divorce is actually worse. Okay. And
not always. Not if they can go on and be happy. You know, I'm not sure divorce is always worse when two people don't want to be together.
All I can go on is what I have read and the studies that have been done and the people that have been talked to, the grown-up children of divorce, and it is proven that they lose their childhood. Okay.
Yeah.
They have more divorces. They are more prone to divorce themselves. Okay.
Right.
They fuel the mental health profession. Let me tell you, there's a big jump in
I think
in
messed up families fuel the mental health. Anyway, let's go to Randall here. Let's take some calls. Randall in Buffalo, hello.
Hey, I'll try and be just to the point here. You know, my wife and I were fighting for 5 years, two or three times a week. The tension in the house was disgusting. And we tried hard to save the marriage and couldn't do it. And it was devastating our kids. My 9-year-old ended up having to start taking care of our 5-year-old, you know, while my wife and I are embroiled down the hall in these battles. It was devastating to them. We split up a year ago to stop fighting in front of them. We fought maybe, four or five times in the last year. The kids are thrilled. Of course the divorce is difficult, but it's that we don't triangulate,
right,
that we co-parent, that we explain to them that we did this for their sake because we were devastating them with fighting.
That makes sense, Beverly?
That's the difference. What?
I'm asking Beverly if that makes sense.
I think that parents, I mean, I think a lot of parents who have children want to do the right thing by their children, okay? And I hear that in your voice, that you do care about your children, you want to do the right thing for your children. But I think that you don't really know what's going to come down the pike when they get older, what's going to happen, okay?
You can't broad brush it. You can't broad brush it. Divorce is a tool, just like the Internet is a tool. The Internet could be good or bad, right? How you use it. It's how you use it that is right.
Unfortunately, that is a myth in our society. Then you haven't read the research that I have. And
mm-hmm.
and I counsel people who
I'm actually a family counselor, as a matter of fact.
So, do you think, Beverly, it's possible to be happily divorced?
Well, I think some people would. I think that's that. We got to define happiness there, Alan.
Yeah,
I think some people say they're
subjective.
Happy divorced.
All right,
okay?
Thank you, sir, for the call. Let me ask you this: would you take him back now?
Oh well, he's married. He's remarried, so I can't do that.
Is he married to the woman he had the affair with?
He is. Yes.
Carmen in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, okay. I didn't know it was my turn.
It's your turn. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'll make a quick point also. I believe that you should be patient and wait when your other half for instance, my husband had an affair, and he wanted to end the marriage after 19 years of marriage, and it was devastating. We had arguments, but nothing, you know, devastating in front of the kids.
And, Carmen, did you want to keep it together in spite of that?
Initially, when he first told me, I was emotional, and I wanted to pack my bags and leave. But I had friends that said, just wait. And I waited for about 48 hours, and then we began to have dialogue. And thinking that my husband, what he said was he was falling out of love, and he thought it was too late. I began to hear him and agree with whatever it is he wanted. Now I thought on the other end, you know, I love my husband. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I don't know what went wrong, but when the way he saw me react, I think it really changed everything. Because then about a week later, he came to me and wanted and said he made a big mistake. Yeah. He thought that what he was getting ready
and
to
you
do
took it
to,
back. You took him back.
We stayed. We never left the house, but yes, it wasn't so cut and dry.
And you're still together.
It took a lot. Yes, we are. And our daughter is aware because she's older. She was aware of what was happening, and we had to really be careful. But
I'll tell you what. Hold on. Don't go away. Coming right back. We'll pick it up where we left off in just a second.